Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
He is the new voice of talk radio, Alexander Danilov.
Hello, all. Welcome back to Solutionsology Radio on this beautiful Monday night, or blustery, depending on what part of the country you're in. In New York, it actually started snowing last night, and people in the office were saying, you know, how nice it looked, all that, unless you were commuting or trying to get somewhere or trying to be warm. Other than that, it was beautiful. But tonight's focus is not about the weather. It's about politics and shifting gears to post-election 2016 news and obviously coverage on that. And I have Congressman Pete Sessions representing the 32nd Congressional District of Texas on the next. We're going to be doing something different. We're going to be doing more of these and probably with more congressmen as well, as we're actually going to finally get past gridlock, it seems like.
You know, we have been waiting for some period of time to have a president who is willing to not only come and work with us and talk with us, but really to negotiate on ideas that will be best, that presidency is best for the American people, rather than simply ignoring us and sending up insults and sheets of paper that say, I'll just veto whatever you do. The president needs to be a part of the dialogue. I believe the new president, Donald Trump, our president-elect, will really lead with a bit of vigor and understanding of not only that we need to have a healthcare system that works for patients and doctors, but really we need this to remain a great nation. And he is a person who has pushed very diligently the idea that we can make America great again, and that includes healthcare.
So Congressman, before we take two steps forward, please allow me to personally take two steps back and welcome you back to the show. Of course, it's been a little bit of a while, but again, we will be doing this on a more regular basis, so I appreciate you being willing to do that. And I think that's what's so special about this this great country that we live in, is the access that we have, especially today. And you, of course, at the forefront of it, not just trying to get in front of any microphone, but actually just trying to get the message across that we're going to be talking about tonight. So again, I appreciate you coming on. And we are going to be doing this more regularly. So let's talk about your particular take on, you know, this is not just a 2016 Trump election. We've been seeing this really over the last maybe 6 to 8 years. We could actually take it back to February, I guess, of 2009, when the Tea Party movement in America surged back and had a resurgence, and what that was able to do politically, whether you like it or not, it was very powerful. And today we're seeing change sweeping peacefully sweeping really across the world in a different direction. And let's talk about your take on what you see going on.
Well, I think that what you're really focusing on is an avenue of real people seeing that leaders that get elected may have said one thing, but perhaps had a real agenda. And in this case, we saw Barack Obama and the Democrats elected talking about wanting to employ people, wanting to make the country stronger. They claimed they could do it all, and immediately they put us into a bankruptcy scheme. They gave us a healthcare methodology that not only does not work, but was really deceptive, and they used misleading terms and actually did not tell the truth about what they were doing. President, as you know, said not one dime of taxpayer dollars would be used. He said you can keep your own doctor if you want and keep your own health care plan. And, of course, that is not true. So we have seen since then the advent of people all across this country, including, yes, the Tea Party movement, people who stood up and said, look, I don't know who to trust, but I want to trust the people that talk about bringing back more responsibility, more decision-making back home, and an opportunity for us to look at our representatives more often, not only in the eye, but to tell them what are they doing, and most importantly, to hold them accountable. We have seen the proliferation all across the world of course, the terrorism issues, and we saw issue after issue, country after country, instead of facing down the problems, they gave in. And this, of course, I think was a rise to Brexit, which is what happened in England when they turned back what was seen to be a sure opportunity to stay in the EU. People there in the EU said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to give our sovereignty in. And this is what happened in 2010 when I was chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, when we won those 63 net House seats, when we had 89 new members of Congress. And, of course, we faced gridlock. We faced gridlock. But what came out of that was we are even today in 2017 at 2008, between 2008 and 2009 spending levels. So we did our end of the bargain. We've now asked the American people, please give us a House, a Senate, and the presidency. And I think we've got a president unlike any others that will fight for what he believes is right, and that is to do away with business as usual, to go to straight talk, and to get things done. He is more concerned about results than he is talk. And we need action. And I think the House of Representatives is up to that. As chairman of the House Rules Committee, I will be seeing this legislation. We will be challenging our team. We will be doing the things that are common sense. The people in Dallas, Texas, yes, Dallas, Texas, that elected me wholeheartedly expect me to get my job done.
I'm speaking with Congressman Pete Sessions, representing the 32nd Congressional District of Texas. It mentioned Dallas, and it was an incredible election. And there's been a lot of knocks on current President Barack Obama over the years. One of the things you mentioned, and it's been mentioned so many times, is really his questionable focus on what it was, what he would say, what he wouldn't say when certain things were going on. He would talk about something else. When things were going on, when ISIS attacks broke out, he was talking about climate change. It was just people just couldn't really understand the correlation, even if they sided with him on those issues. And the other thing was he was ineffective. Again, doesn't matter what political side you're on. He was really ineffective working with both sides after they lost the supermajority after a couple of years. That was the 2010 election, 2010 midterms. Really nothing has been done over the last 6 years, which in some ways, depending on how you look at it, has been good because spending didn't continue to be profligate. But it's been bad for the American people because their lives are being hampered by the fact of government, especially federal government, indecision and the lack of being able to get things done and get the funds out the right way. And of course, then we have the healthcare situation. So you posted a lot of videos on this. You've talked about this at length. Somebody that you're very familiar with, Congressman Tom Price, of course, going to be one of the representatives in
Georgia.
Yep. He's going to actually be in President Obama's President Trump's cabinet. And he's actually going to be Secretary of HHS. So there's going to be change coming to the healthcare system. People want to know what exactly it is. They want to know how quickly it's going to happen and what's going to happen, obviously, to the people that are been a part of Obamacare and have gotten healthcare access that previously didn't have access. So let's talk about that right now and what the actual plans are.
Yeah, thank you very much. As to what the actual plans are, I don't know. The direction I do know, or at least I can predict, and that is Tom Price is a very conservative doctor who came to Congress, who has not only an extensive ability to understand how we operate, but what the problems are. He serves presently as chairman of the Budget Committee. He is aware of the costs, but more importantly, he's aware of the outcomes, and the outcomes that we get in medicine are not worth what we're paying. We are, in fact, penalizing not only physicians and healthcare providers, but we're penalizing patients in the process who are paying a large amount of money and not receiving what I believe is the very best efficient care in this country. So what Mr. Price is going to do as Secretary of HHS is to attempt to work with the physician and what I think is patient community on better outcomes, on an opportunity for people to receive better care, not only timely, but outcome-based care. And he's going to level out the processes by which I think make it easier for a consumer to purchase health care in this country. And it will be amazing transformation. Are they new concepts? No. Are they concepts and ideas that have worked for years, just like a balanced budget, just like empowering patients? Yes. So this is a realistic opportunity to put into place, finally, for the first time in the history of this country in over 80 years, the concepts that we know of a patient-doctor relationship and a relationship where every single person in this country will be given the opportunity to receive health care on a pre-tax basis. And that's the basis of what has been unfair in this system. And I think it's going to be an amazing transformation for everyone in our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, Congressman Sessions, that is a very interesting plan. Now, obviously, you've done a lot of speeches on this. You've done a lot of content on this. Your YouTube channel has a couple of videos that actually your press secretary had shared with me as well. And I encourage everybody to go see it. Unfortunately, it hasn't gotten too many views just yet, but they are also recent, so that's part of the reason why. But if the power was all in your hands, and obviously it's not, we're not in a dictatorship, thankfully, but if the power is in your hands to be able to change and do what you believe should be done, you know, it doesn't have to go through a process or whatever it is, what would you think are the top three things that need to be done to correct the healthcare system that we have today? Because obviously it is a much different system than we had 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah. The most important change that we could make today would be allowing a fair opportunity for all people in the United States to buy their health care on a pre-tax basis. Today, about 150 million Americans do not have that opportunity. Do have that opportunity, and the rest of Americans do not. And so it puts those that do not have health care on a pre-tax basis, and that is those people that do not work for a corporation or a union, are actually at a huge disadvantage. So they buy their health care 25, 35, 39% more expensive than other people who have the pre-tax advantage. Secondly, we have to de-link the Obamacare rules and regulations on the individual mandate and on the employer mandate. This has been a very destructive presence of socialism in our healthcare system and has caused America to lag behind dramatically, not only in terms of development of new jobs, but it is destroying the marketplace in healthcare and in business, causing rates to rise 60%. And when you hear my video, you'll hear me describe how it's caused it to be a concrete life preserver for all people who have health care, because we've seen that it impacts other marketplaces with as much as 60% increases in health care costs, which makes health care too expensive for the average person, the average business to afford. And so what we have to do is work better and smarter. And if we do that, we can have health care available to millions of more Americans that's properly done.
So there are obviously provisions in the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, that people, even Republicans, want to see kept in place, whether it's for political purposes or whether it's just for pragmatic purposes. It makes sense because there are parts of that legislation that are actually Republican ideas from back in the early 90s and more recently. But let's talk about those particular provisions so it's not a shock when things start to change and things start to move, and I believe, and I know you do as well, that they're going to move very quickly in the latter days of January and then obviously February and March and so on, because there's an impetus to do so. What are the provisions that are likely to stay or are going to be the most contentious? And I'm not just talking about the individual mandate, because that will be something that people would seek to strip out. But in terms of provisions that make sense and are likely to stay, which are those that people should know about?
Well, the provisions that we will strip out essentially are the two most onerous things. actually, Barack Obama and his administration never fulfilled much of what is in the Obamacare package. For instance, what's called an IPAB, where they would have a board that would decide much of health care. It became so unworkable and so unreasonable that it just did not even make sense. Obviously, Tom Price and the President Trump would not appoint them now. So they will fall by the wayside. The most important addition is what's called an HSA, Health Savings Account. And this would allow the individual family to buy what is called a health savings account that requires that you would have what's called a major medical piece of your insurance, and that would be for if you went in the hospital. If you went in the hospital, you would pay a rate that is normally the first $5,000, and then you would have a plan that decided based upon how much money you wanted to spend, and based upon your own needs and how old you are, 90-10, 80-20, or 70-30, meaning that after $5,000 and you're in the hospital, the percentage that you would pay out of pocket. Now, the rest would be paid on a normal basis or out of what's called a health savings accounts, which is like a credit card, which would allow you to go and transfer payments on a pre-tax basis out of your own savings account, cash to that physician or healthcare provider, which means that instead of going with an insurance card and you paying perhaps a $700 or $800 or $900, as in my case, $1,000 a month, instead of paying that, I would pay a reduced fee for my possible need at the hospital, and the rest I would use in my plan and pay for my health care out of a pre-tax account, would pay cash, which would mean that when I would go to the doctor, I'd get the best price. They would not have to run it through an insurance policy. They would be paid immediately, and I would get what is reasonably thought to be about 15% less cost, because there would be fewer people involved, immediate payment. This HSA means that I would not pay for the things I needed that I might have to need in an insurance plan, but only the things that I myself and my family wanted. Big change in healthcare, which will save hundreds of billions of dollars and allow people to save a pre-tax account. And imagine what it would be like if I were 25 years old, 26, 27, where I was able to save several thousand dollars a year in my account that I did not use, roll it over, save it, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, maybe when I'm 30 I have a child. I could use then this money that's already there pre-tax to pay for my expenses that would be out of pocket. Instead of use it or lose it, you actually save for your future and use it as a consumer. Health savings account.
Well, it's certainly appealing to a lot of people. Now, the issue and topic of taxes is something I really want to dive into a lot. It's going to be something that's going to be talked about a lot. There's going to be a lot of talk about territorial tax systems. There's going to be talk about tax cuts. And obviously, it's going to be, especially on the Republican side, because of all the planned spending and stimulus spending and infrastructure spending, there's got to be a way, if you're going to cut taxes, to be able to balance it the right way so you're not skyrocketing the debt and damaging the deficit as well. So it's something we're going to talk about. It deserves its own show and more. We could actually probably talk for a week straight about it. So this is actually a great segue, Congressman, from talking about health savings account, because the pre-tax benefits, just like a 401k, also another benefit to it, talking from a financial level, is it lowers your overall tax burden. So if you're able to do both, it's something very positive for the consumer and for the average person, the individual person, the rank and file, but it can hurt the government in certain respects in terms of tax revenue, which is a word I hate, but I think that's a conversation for another day. So right now, healthcare obviously continues to be in the headlines because of how unfavorable and how unliked the Affordable Care Act is, even so many years later. So I appreciate you talking about that and talking about policy and substance. The next show, I believe the only fair thing to do is talk about taxes, especially going to 2017, when right around the corner is going to be tax time before we know it.
You bet it will be. And the advantage that we have is that Barack Obama deflated the economy, as you know, of all these jobs that he claims were created, over 60% of them are part-time jobs. No wonder we need to raise the minimum wage. Too many people, in order to get a job, are accepting jobs that are part-time, and that is because of the policies of the Democrat Party, including Obamacare, that have placed this huge burden on business and on employers. So I will tell you, we're gonna find a way to de-link these heavy restrictions, take them off the employer, get back to growth in America. We should not be at 1.2% GDP growth. We need to be like our competitors, who were anywhere from 4 to 8% GDP growth. We can get there, and when we do it, we will then get the corresponding revenue, not only to balance our budget, but to make sure that we can begin paying down these mounds of debt that we have that is so critical to our children's future. I look forward to being on this show again. I hope I did well enough to get invited back, and I look forward to your questions.
Absolutely. I apologize for the tech issues, both obviously to yourself. Yeah, I know your time is so precious, and obviously to my audience as well. Next time, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that tech doesn't happen. But still, we had an amazing conversation about healthcare, substance, the election, and there's going to be many more of these conversations to come. So, Congressman, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
By the way, your listeners can go to sessions.house.gov and see our videos that we have there. There are several on healthcare. I enjoy you pushing out the faith and confidence that the American people can make America great again.
Absolutely. Congressman Sessions, thank you for coming on. And I do encourage people to check you out on Twitter as well. Twitter handles @PeteSessions, a great way to get in contact and find out what's going on, not just in your district, but everybody as a whole throughout the country should know what people in Congress are doing. So thank you again for coming on. Looking forward to having you on again so we could talk about more substance, more policy, this time taxes. So look forward to that.
You bet.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
When you don't go to GEICO.com, car insurance can seem intense, like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
GEICO makes it easy. Just go to GEICO.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get 2 Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with 2 free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. 2 free Samsung Galaxy On5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.